People for the American Way defend banning rapid-fire ammunition. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 6, 2019. The People for the American Way, PFAW, are defending the New Jersey high-capacity magazine ban, which they present as a ban on rapid-fire ammunition. However, the ban is not about types of ammunition, per se, but about types of magazines. On December 10, 2018, Breitbart News reported that the ban, which took effect December 11, makes the mere possession of high-capacity magazines a felony. Even keeping such a magazine in one's own home is illegal under the ban. Nevertheless, FAW describes a ban on magazine capacity as a ban on rapid-fire ammunition. They do not explain what rapid-fire ammunition is, whether it is ammunition for a Glock 9mm, a Smith & Wesson .380, or a Rock Island Armory 10mm. The only clue they give is their emphasis on assault weapons, a moniker the left uses to describe semi-automatic rifles. If, in fact, they support the ban because they believe it blocks people from having ammunition for semi-automatic rifles, they are making two mistakes. 1. The ban is not on ammunition. Rather, as stated above, it is on magazine capacity. 2. Far and away the most commonly owned semi-automatic, magazine-fed firearms are pistols, not rifles. So in their zeal to disarm semi-automatic rifles, they are undermining law-abiding citizens' ability to have the amount of ammo they need to defend their own lives and the lives of their family. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.